Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Special guest in the studio is Mexico's own Grant Norfleet, and good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Matt. Thanks for having me on today.
We're certainly glad to have you in here, catch you before the Christmas holiday break is over, because I know that you're going to be very busy traveling. First off, we need to break the news that most people have probably already heard about, but you were elected as the National FFA Secretary in November. I'm just kind of curious. Let's start there. What was that week like? Because I know that you went through a whole lot of interviews that week. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
So running for national office is no easy feat whatsoever. And so it's about an 8-day interview process. And so my process actually started back in May of this year to interview to be Missouri's candidate. So each state association can send one candidate on behalf of their association. And this year we had 35 candidates representing 35 states and territories. We actually had a candidate from Puerto Rico this year as well. And so that started back in May, was declared Missouri's candidate, did the paperwork and filled out my paper application, wrote my letter of intent, and collected some other information for the nominating committee at the beginning of August. And then from there, I prepared for interviews. And so the nominating committee is made up of 9 student members across the country, and they select the National FFA officer team. And so that week was definitely, I want to say it was the longest, fastest week of my life, for sure. But definitely a whirlwind. You know, a lot of the interviews test a variety of experiences that we get to have as a National FFA officer. So whether that's personal interviews, wanting to get to know our character, or doing different agricultural issue discussions as well, or even did some media interviews just like we're doing today as well to practice. And so that week was definitely very hectic, but I was very excited once my name was called for sure. But ultimately, I left with some really good teammates, but even some more really good friends that even didn't get elected as well. So a really rewarding experience that I've enjoyed throughout that week.
I freeze up when somebody asks me where I'm going to go for dinner. But did they stump you on any questions, or were you pretty well prepared for all of those questions?
You know, I wouldn't say I was prepared for every question, because of course, you know, they're going to always get you something like, oh man, I wish I thought about that before I came here. But I wouldn't say that there are any that stuck out to my mind. You know, at the end of the day, they're wanting to get to know you as an individual and how you will represent the National FFA organization. And they've got some competencies that they're scoring us upon. But I knew that each time I walked into that room, I was going to sit and talk to 9 folks who are my age and just having another conversation about the things I'm passionate about and the things that we have similar passions about, which is agriculture, education, and FFA. And so it was a really neat experience to kind of interview with folks who are my same age frame on that nominating committee. But I think the questions they asked were telling of this team and what they were looking for this national officer team for this next year.
Totally get it. For people that don't know who Grant Norfleet is, tell a little bit about yourself. Talk a little bit about your family, if you will.
So I have grown up here in Mexico all of my life, almost 21 years. I'm a 2021 graduate of Mexico High School, live on a small family farm in the southwest corner of Audrain County with my mom and dad, Kent and Allison, and my younger brother, Jack. And we have a beef cattle operation, grew up through 4-H and FFA, showing beef cattle, and also have a row crop operation, having corn and soybeans as well. So agriculture has always been a part of my life and will continue to be a part of my life, but we're really proud to say that we're from Mexico. My dad's a Mexico native, and I've really enjoyed getting to grow up in this community and see the wealth of support that this community has to offer, whether that was through my time throughout Mexico High School or Mexico Public School System, or even beyond as a college student now. And so it's been a really great experience as well. And I would be upset if I didn't give a shout out to my grandmother, but I just decided to stick her on here as well, as she's been a great support as well. It's really helped me make a lot of connections in this community.
Good morning, Betty Jo, from me as well. As a matter of fact, I'm sure she will be listening to us. I'm kind of curious, how did you first get involved with FFA? Your family owns the farm, so you're already in agriculture growing up, but what made you decide in school that I want to join this organization, I want to make an impact?
So my dad's a diesel technology instructor at Hart Career Center here in town. So I always grew up with FFA across the hall. I remember, you know, picked up after school, going to his classroom and seeing FFA across the hall in the ag building. So I'm no stranger to the agriculture building, but I remember the night of my 8th grade year, we were filling out my course request form at the kitchen table. My dad told me, you know, you have 1 hour open, go ahead and just take Ag 1, see what you think, join FFA. And if you don't like it after the first semester, the first year, not gonna hurt my feelings. But I joined, and what really, you know, got me started was some mentors I had. Lauren Quinlan was a senior when I was a freshman, and I had grown up with her showing livestock through the county fair and through 4-H, and she kind of took me under her wing and got me really experienced in what FFA has to offer. And so I wasn't quite sure what I was getting into when I was jumping into blue corduroy for the first time, but it was definitely a rewarding experience looking back on it. And I'm glad that I did take that chance that my dad suggested way back when I was an eighth grader. Who knows when that was? Man, I feel really old today, Matt.
Hey, you're talking to somebody who's just a little bit older than you, but I completely feel that sentiment. I tell you what, let's take our first break here on Meet the Community. We'll come back with our second segment. We are speaking with Grant Norfleet. He's the National FFA Secretary and our guest this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.